All right. We've got a great conversation ahead. Sesame Street for Military Families. We're going to discuss essential tips to help military families and also non-military families during relocation, especially needed during these times. So honored to speak with you, Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, on behalf of Sesame Street. You're Senior Vice President for U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Workshop. Good morning, Dr. Betancourt.
Thank you. Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Rosita, optimistic and playful you are. You're 5 years young. You hail from Mexico, speaking both Espanol and English, often mixing both worlds from words from both languages. I'm so happy to talk to you, Rosita.
Hola, Shelley. Buenos dias. How are you this morning? I'm so happy to be here.
Gracias. Yes, I am fine as well. Thank you for you and what you do for our kids and our young kids at heart. Let me begin with Dr. Jeanette Betancourt to ask, what is happening when it comes to the need to help our military and even our non-military families?
Yeah, we know that, especially for military families, but also all families, often have to transition and relocate. And in that relocation, we often don't think of maintaining that transition with our healthcare providers. How do we do that, especially during this time of a global pandemic? It becomes even more important. So Sesame Street for Military Families has a whole cadre of resources to help in that transition, helping both little ones cope and understand and prepare for a doctor's visit, especially a new doctor or healthcare provider, and also the grown-ups, mommies and daddies, on how they can help them be comfortable in that transition. And so we have lots of resources that we can talk about.
Rosita, what do you have to add to that?
Oh, well, I have to add that when I go to a new doctor or a dentist or you know, I feel a little nervous, but I also feel curious. And it's important for my mommy to tell me before I go to these places what is going to happen, because that makes me feel so much better. Also, I do belly breathes, but that helps me too. And she always reminds me that doctors and or dentists, they're there to help me and to make me, you know, feel better. So I use all those things to not feel that nervous when I go to a doctor.
Yeah, we don't want Rosita being nervous, because you are optimistic, playful, and I know you like to teach Spanish to your friends like Elmo, Abby, and Zoe. Tell me more, Dr. Betancourt, about the resources that are available, a host of new resources to support parents and kids through the process.
Yeah, all the resources are available on SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org. They're freely available in English and in Spanish, in Espanol. And we have a wonderful interactive game that's called Visiting the Doctor, and it helps children practice visiting the doctor step by step and preparing them. And to tell you the truth, grown-ups as well, because we know that for grown-ups, sometimes it is scary to go to the doctor as well. And then there's videos that actually show a medical or dental child visit, and then lots of coloring pages and activity pages that help you prepare. And then finally, there's also a webinar for healthcare providers, because we strongly believe it's not just families and their children, but we also need to guide the healthcare providers on considering how a new experience in going to the doctor plays out from a child's point of view. And it shows them how to use the resources.
Rosita, how important is it that mommies and daddies and grandparents and aunts and uncles know about this Sesame Street for Military Families transitions in healthcare?
Well, I know that when my mommy or daddy or my grandparents tell me beforehand, before I go to school or before I go to the doctors, they inform me what do I have to expect when I go. Like my mommy the other day, I was going to the doctor and she said, you know, today is your shot visit, and the doctor might listen to your heart and look at your ears and eyes and maybe press your belly, and you might feel a little pinch when they put the shot, but it's going to be okay. That helped me so much to know what was going to happen when I was there. And I was not that nervous. And my mommy was there with me the whole time, and that helped me a lot. So I want to tell the mommies and the daddies or the grandparents out there that it's good to give the information to your kids, because that helped me. So that might help my friends out there.
Nice. You okay,
Bing? And you know, too, you know what?
What?
That the doctors are friends, so they're there to help you.
Are you okay being the monster of the caves?
Yeah, yes, of course. that's who I am. I'm happy with who I am.
That's a whole nother conversation. Be happy with who we are. Thank you very much, Rosita, for your good comments, and study hard today, okay?
Yes, thank you. Gracias.
De nada. Dr. Jeanette Betancourt, Senior Vice President for U.S. Social Impact at Sesame Workshop. Can you give me details again for this Transitions in Healthcare opportunity?
All of these resources can be found at SesameStreetForMilitaryFamilies.org. They're freely available. You can use them in the moment, whether your mobile, your laptop, your tablet. And again, they come from the voices of our military families and children. It is what we hear and how we respond.
You both take care. Thanks for this opportunity to spread the word. Sesame Street for Military Families, this Transitions in Healthcare, very important. Thank you both.